Okay, so you have just now done some transaction of cash discount. Now we will do some example of trade discount. I repeat, trade discount is deducted from the transaction amount, but it is not shown in the books of accounts. Whereas cash discount is deducted as well as it is shown in the books of accounts. When you receive the cash, discount will be a loss for you, but when you make the payment of cash, at that time discount will be income for you. Okay, similarly, take few example of trade discount. Now, this is an example, purchased goods for cash at 10% trade discount worth rupees 80,000. Worth rupees 80,000. In this transaction, two accounts got affected, goods and cash. Now, when you purchase goods, goods is coming in, cash is going out. Both are real account. Debit what comes in, credit what goes out. Goods comes in, for goods you will write purchase account debit to cash account or bank account. Chalo, I have just written cash, no problem. But you have to write bank account. Achha, in this 10% trade discount is deducted. 80,000 10% is 8,000. When you deduct 8,000 from 80, the amount will be 72 and 72. Amount will be 72 and 72. One more example. Sold goods for cash rupees 40,000 at the rate of 5% trade discount. Again, trade discount is there. Trade discount is just deducted from the transaction, but it is not shown. Similarly, see, in this transaction, I have deducted trade discount 10%, that is 8,000. But that 8,000 is not shown in the books of accounts. So, in this, when you sell goods, cash is coming in. So, instead of cash, I am going to write your bank account debit. For goods, I will write sales account. Now, for 40,000, 5% is 2,000. After deducting 2,000, I will write 38,000. Trade discount is deducted and then the rest amount is written. This is called gross amount. 40,000 is a gross amount and 38,000 is a net amount. Okay, so in this way, the whole year's transaction keeps on recording by the accountant in the tally package. And after that, we have to make ledger account. As I told you, this is a rough book. Where books, in this books, transaction of business are recorded first, and then from this transaction, we transfer the entry to the ledger. Now, I will take few entries, say about 6 to 7 entries, as an example, and how the posting is done, transfer of journal entries to the ledger account, how that is done, that I will show you by giving example. I'm giving you a few entries. On the basis of that, I'll make ledger account and then see how the process is done of transferring entries from journal to ledger. As I told you, that our process starts with recording the transaction in journal. So this is how you record the transaction in journal. So you have lakhs of transactions throughout the year, but I have taken few examples so as to make that concept clear, because it is not possible for us to take the whole operation transactions one by one. So I have taken few of the examples. So this is a transaction you have recorded. Suppose this is a transaction. First transaction was introduction of capital. So cash account to capital, cash to sales, purchase. So this journal entry you have passed with the help of that business transaction. Once you record the transaction in this journal, then these transactions have to, these entries are transferred from journal to the ledger account. So for every transaction, two accounts got affected, you have to make two accounts. So this first cash account, I've made a cash account here. Second one is capital, I made a capital account over here. Then was cash account, it is already done. Sales account, I made a sales account. Similarly, purchase account, I made a purchase account. Manish account, I made a Manish account, right? And for Ramesh, I made a Ramesh account and wages account. So in order to explain, I've just taken few transactions, how this has been done. So first, in the ancient timings, 30 years back, This all things were manually done by the accountant. He used to first pass the journal entry and then post them into ledger. So his work was very hectic at that time. But now, since because of various softwares available in the market, accounting of business transaction has become very simple. You have to just record this. You have to just pass this. Automatically, the software transfer the entry from journal to ledger. Automatically, you are not supposed to do anything. Tallying, trial balance, everything is done by the computer. The only thing which accountant nowadays is doing is just passing the entry. So now you can understand what is the importance of analysis of transaction. Because analysis, if you are making the analysis properly, if you are applying the rules properly, then only this transaction will go right. If this transaction right, rest all automatically done by the computer, it will automatically transfer this entry to the ledger account. You are not supposed to transfer it manually. That is the greatness of this software nowadays. So accounting software has made the accounting process very easy. So one has to take care of only passing the entries. That's all. If you are very much accurate in passing the entry, your whole accounting process is right. So where we have to concentrate nowadays? Here. Previously the accountant has to do this also, tallying also, trial balance also, revenue statement also. Now the software has made the concept so easy for the accountant. They have to just pass this. Once they have passed this, everything is done. So this time, now the accounting is very simple. Now the process of financial accounting is very simple. But previously at that time, 30 years back or 40 years back, when computerization was not introduced, at that time, the Munshiji, you know Munshiji? You have seen the movie. In that, Munshiji is there. Munshiji used to pass this entry and then record all these things. Okay, fine. Now, how to post? See, account has two sides, left-hand side and right-hand side. Every account has two sides, left-hand side and right-hand side. Left-hand side of the account is called debit side. Left-hand side of the account is called debit side. And right-hand side is called credit side. Left-hand side of the account is called debit side. Right-hand side of the account is called credit side. So similarly, in every account, this is debit, this is credit. This is debit, this is credit. Got the point? Okay. Now, one has to decide, sir, where to write, on the left-hand side or on the right-hand side. So some people say, those who don't know the transaction, they say, sir, start with the left-hand side. Once this page is over, now come to the right-hand side. Is it like that? For the non-commerce people, it is like that only. But for the commerce people, they will say, no, sir, you are going wrong. Yes, my friends, you are absolutely right. Commerce people are right. It is not like that. First, you start with the left-hand side, recording the transaction. Then the space is over. Go to the right-hand side. It is not like that. It will be the rule which will guide you to write where to record the transaction. Now, what is the first entry? The first entry is cash account debit. Cash account debit. First account says that cash account debit to capital account. Cash account debit to capital account. What is the amount? 80,000. If the date is 10th or 1, so the date will be the same. So one debit effect is over. Since we are following dual concept, one will be debited, the other will be credited. What is the other account? Capital. Capital account credit. Credit side we will write by cash account. Same amount. See, one account will be debited, other account will be credited. This is how the posting is done. From the transactions are transferred from journal to ledger. The transfer of journal entries from journal to ledger is called posting. Date will be the same first. Now second, you help me. Cash account debit to sales account. Amount is 2 lakhs. So one debit effect is done. You have to show the second credit effect, because dual aspect says that for every debit effect there is equal and opposite credit effect. The second credit effect will be in the sales account. Sales account mein you will write date 2 by cash account 2 lakhs. See, one debit 2 lakhs, second one is credit 2 lakhs. For every debit effect there is equal and opposite credit effect. Next entry, Purchase account debit. Purchase account debit. What will write there? To Manish account. To Manish account. What is the amount? It is how much? It is 3 lakhs. I just want to make changes here. It is 3 lakhs. 3 lakhs. To Manish account, 3 lakhs. To Manish account. Manish account. 3 lakhs. Second effect, one is debited, second effect will be credited. In which account you will credit? Manish account. Manish account is here. There you will write buy purchase account. 3 lakhs. So one is debited, other one is credited. One is debited, other one is credited. One debit effect, second one is credit effect. Now the next transaction, Ramesh account debit. Ramesh account, this is the debit side of Ramesh and credit side of Ramesh. Ramesh account debit to sales account. To sales account, amount is 4 lakhs. Now you tell me, one account is debited, second should be credited. So in which account you will credit the entry? In sales account, you will show the second effect. This side is debit. So in sales, it will be buy Ramesh account, 3 lakhs. Sorry, it is 4 lakhs. Okay. Next transaction. Cash account debit to Ramesh. Cash account debit to Ramesh account. To Ramesh account. What is the figure? Cash account debit is 2,60,000. 2,60,000. It is 2,60,000. Now second effect you have to make in Ramesh account. Here it is debit. So in Ramesh account it will be credited. In Ramesh account it will be credited. So here I will write buy cash account. How much amount? 2,60,000. 2,60,000. Now the next transaction, you help me out. Manish account debit to cash. That means I have to force first in Manish account. Manish account debit. This side is debit side. Every account has left hand side debit. To cash account. Manish account debit. 80,000. Now what will be the second effect? One debit effect to another will be credit effect. So where you will write the credit effect? In cash account you will write the credit effect. So cash account comes here. Buy Manish account. Kitna amount? 80,000. Got the point? Yes. Now tell me the last entry. Wages account debit to cash. Wages account debit to cash. Now wages account debit. Credit hota to wo side. Wages account debit to cash account. Amount is 40,000. Amount is 40,000. Second effect of this, because every debit effect has an equal and opposite credit effect. So debit effect is done. You have to show credit effect. Credit side of cash, you will write buy wages account. 40,000. Now this is over. You have to tally the account. Because once you tally the account, you will get the balance. That from that balance, you make the trial balance. From that balance, you make the trial balance. Now, I will tell you how to tally. Just see how to tally. How to tally the account. Debit side total and credit side total you have to make. But don't write it. First you make, this is 80. 2,60,000, 4,60,000, 4,60,000 plus 80 is 5,40,000. So debit side total is 5,40,000, credit side total is 1,20,000. Which total is heavier? Debit side total is 5,40,000 and credit side total is 1,20,000. Which total is heavier? Debit side. The heavier total is written on both the side. 5,40,000, 5,40,000. Now, is it properly balanced? I have written the total. One side total is right, another side total is 1,20,000, but I have written 5,40,000. So I have to balance that because this side it is showing more total, but the total is not coming to 5,40,000. So you have to make the total same by putting some balance wherever it is necessary. If this side balance is less, you'll put the balance this side. If this side balance is less, you'll put the balance this side. Now you can see this side is heavier. So I have to put the balance this side. So what is the balance? 5,40,000 minus 120 give me 3,20,000. So this is called the closing balance. Suppose this is 31st March. So I will write this closing balance on 31st March. 3,20,000. 3,20,000. How you got this 3,20,000? You know, 5,40,000 is the total of both the side you have written, but this side total is 120,000, but you have written the total 5,40,000. So in order to balance that, I have to put some differences. So what is that differences? 3,20,000. How you got this 5,40,000 minus this side total? Similarly, you tally this account also. Which is the heavier side total? Sir, credit side total is heavier, 80,000. This side total is 0. So I will write the total on both the side. Heavier side total 80 and 80. 80 and 80. Now tell me, balance will come this side or this side? This side. Why? Because there is no total here, but you have made the total 80,000, but there is no balance here. So in order to tally, I have to put the difference here. What is the difference? 80,000. So here you have to write as to balance carried down. Carried down means this is carried forward to the next month. Closing balance is written as balance carried down, and opening balance is written as balance brought down, DD. Okay, so this is also on 31st March. Similarly, you total for me this transaction, purchases. Purchase account you will tally. Again, which side total is heavier? Debit side total is heavier. So, 3 lakhs. 3 lakhs. Now you tell me where the balance is less. This side balance is more, so it will show in this way. I have to balance this. So here I have to put this side, I have to put the balance. How much balance I have to put to, in order to tally? 3 lakhs, sir. Because there is no balance at all in this side. So again, by balance carried down. Suppose this is last day of the month, 31st March. So tally is done at the end of the month, every month. So I am taking an example of 31st March, that's the reason, so that I can prepare trial balance now. Okay, now sales. Sales total is 6 lakhs, this side total is 0. Which total is heavier? That side, right on both the sides. 6 lakhs, 6 lakhs. So balance will be here, this side, 6 lakhs. So what I will write, to balance carried down. To balance carried down. Similarly, you do the total of this fellow's account, Ramesh account. This side total is heavier, 4 lakh. Debit side total is heavier, sir. So write the total on both the side. The heavier total on both the side. Now, where is the balance more and where is the balance less? That side balance is less. So in order to balance this, I have to put some pressure here. So how much pressure I will put here? 1,40,000 difference pressure. So by balance carried down, C/D, 31st March. Similarly for this, again, 3 lakh balance is more, which I will write on both the side. Now in this example, this side total is less, so I will put the balance 2,20,000 in order to make this total the same. Here also, 40,000, the difference by balance carried down, 40,000. Now I told you that our accounting process starts with preparation of documents. With the help of that documents, we record the transactions in the journal. From that journal, we make ledger, and every month you will get tallying that and transferring the balance to the next month. At the end of the year, suppose this is the end of the year, 31st March, the balances of each and every account is taken in the trial balance. Now I will show you how to make trial balance from this ledger. Right? So the procedure starts from documentation. From documentation, you pass the journal entries. From journal entries, the entries are transferred from journal to ledger, which is called posting. By posting, we'll make different accounts. I have just given you 6 to 7 accounts, but there are thousands, lakhs of accounts which is prepared by the company throughout the year to record the transaction. Lakhs of transactions, right? So whenever all the customer name together will be formed as debtors. All suppliers from where you purchase, I will not write suppliers name separately, Ramesh Manish, there will be separate record, but when I am taking in the trial balance, I will not take suppliers, separate suppliers together, separately, I will take it together as creditors account, debtors account. So I will be having a list of assets, machinery, furniture, fixtures, motor car, stock, then I will be having personal account, customers, suppliers, I will be having wages, expense of factory, expense of office, all type of expense account will be prepared by that. That's the reason I told you there are lakhs of accounts which need to be get tallied at the end of the year. Every month it is tallied, but I want the balance at the end of the year because that from that balance I'll prepare the trial balance. Now one more thing I want to ask you in this, I have to explain in this account. If someone asks you, this account show which balance? So people say, sir, this account show credit balance because you have written the balance on credit side. No, my dear, you have returned the balance on the credit side, but this account does not show credit balance, it shows debit balance. The side which is heavier, account show that balance. If debit side is heavier, account show debit balance. If the credit side is heavier, see in this account, credit side was heavier, debit side there was no balance, so account show credit balance. In this, debit side was heavier, account show debit balance. In sales, credit side was heavier, account show credit balance. So you in such a way, the side which is heavier, account show that balance. In this example, Manish account, credit side was heavier. So Manish account show credit balance. In this Ramesh account, debit side was heavier. So Ramesh account show debit balance. Because he was my customer. I have to receive money from him. That's the reason he is my asset. It show debit balance. Okay, wages is an expense. Expense show debit balance. See, so debit side was heavy. It was showing... Don't see the closing balance. You have to see the highest total, heavier total. Which side total is heavier? Account show that balance. Okay. So with the help of this ledger, I'll make a trial balance. From that trial balance, you prepare balance sheet and revenue statement. Okay. So I'll just make a trial balance. Till that time, you just revise this what I'm doing. Yeah. Now from this trial balance, see there are how many accounts? 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So from this trial balance, I took the balance of each and every account. Trial balance is nothing but it is the list of all ledger balances. It is a list of all ledger balances. Now cash account balance is 3,20,000. Now as I told you, this account show which balance? You should say this account show which balance? Not on seeing the balance on which side. No. Which side is heavier? The heavier side was this side. So cash account showed debit balance because debit side was heavy. So you will write this on the debit side 3,20,000. Second, capital account show credit balance because credit side was heavier. Credit side was heavier. So it show credit balance of 80,000. Similarly, purchase account show debit balance because debit side was more. The balance you have written on this side, but debit side was more. So it showed debit balance. It will be recorded here as 3,00,000. Then sales. Sales account credit side was more. Credit side was heavier. So sales account show credit balance 6,00,000. Sales account show credit balance 6,00,000. Now Ramesh is my customer. That's the reason I have written debtors here. Debtors. So Ramesh account will always, debtors is a customer. They are always an asset for the company. So they will show debit balance more. See, their debit side is heavier. So debtors account show debit balance 1,40,000. Manish is my supplier. It will always show credit balance. Supplier means I have to pay them. It will always show credit balance. See, credit side is heavier. So balance is 2,20,000. And wages. Wages is an expense. Expense always show debit balance. So it will be 40. Now you can see, you can check, your debit side should be equal to your credit side. If it is right, if the entries are correct, this will tally. If the entries are not correct, it will not tally and it will give you a wrong effect. So as I told you, dual aspect says that for every debit effect there is equal and opposite credit effect. So it should tally because you have given both the effect properly. Let me check now. See, this is 320, 3 lakhs, 620, 660, 760. 760 plus 4 lakhs is 760 plus 4 lakhs is 8 lakhs. Sorry, 9 lakhs. 3 lakh 20, 660, 620, 660, 760 plus 40, 8 lakhs. And this side is coming 9 lakhs. We have, I think we have a balance of 10,000. The difference is 9 lakhs. Total is 9 lakhs. Total is 9 lakhs. Yeah, total is 9 lakhs. Just it should tally. If it is not tallying, there will be some mistake. There is mistake you have done on any of the account while totaling. This should tally. So where in the previous, I mean the 30 years back when the accountant used to make this both the entry, then there is lots of mistake at the end of the year. The trial balance may not tally. But at that time, the transaction were not huge in number. In that time, ancient time, the transaction were not huge in number. So it was not so so much transaction was there, but still they were finding some kind of entries which are not tallying. That is because of various errors made by the accountant. But now that such type of errors is eliminated because of computerization. Now error at the time of recording the transaction, only that error will make the trial balance difference. Otherwise there is no chance of error because of computerization. Error may be there, but the chances of error may be less because since the transactions are recorded by you, and at the time if you have taken care of recording the transaction debit equals to credit, then there will be no question of not telling the trial balance. Yeah. So with the help of this ledger balances, we'll make a trial balance. Now trial balance, I'll be writing all the list of all ledger balance. In the trial balance, I'll be writing the balances of all the ledger account. So trial balance is nothing but list of all ledger balances. So the balance is 4 lakh 20, 80, 3 lakhs, 6 lakhs, 1 lakh 40, 2 lakh 20 and 40,000. So now since I have written cash capital, now it is your totally responsibility that you have to write the balance accurately. Now this account show it balance. People say sir, this account show credit balance because you have written the balance on the credit side. No, that is wrong. I told you, don't say that the account is showing this balance as per the closing balance. No, you have to say this account show debit balance. Why? Because debit side was heavier. So in every account, at any side was heavier, either debit side or credit side. So which side is heavier? The account showed that balance. So cash showed debit balance. That's the reason 4,20,000 I have written here. 420. Capital show credit balance because credit side was heavier. So it is on the credit side. Purchase showed debit balance because debit side was heavier. I have written on the debit side. Similarly, all the accounts show which balance. Accordingly, I have made the entry. So see, the trial balance at the end, it will tally. Trial balance at the end, it will tally. So this is how you start with documentation, then journal. From journal, ledger account. And from ledger, you make a trial balance. With the help of this trial balance, we prepare a financial statement in order to know the results. Results means profit. That is your next chapter, which is the revenue statement and the balance sheet. So now we are moving on to the next chapter called balance sheet. From this trial balance, we'll make balance sheet as well as revenue statement. So third chapter is regarding how to make balance sheet. What are the things which are involved in the balance sheet? How it is recorded? What item comes under which heading? All that we are going to learn in the third chapter. So accounting process start with your documentation. After documentation, we prepare, we pass the journal entries. Then after journal entry, all the transactions are transferred from journal to ledger. We prepare all the ledger accounts. And this keeps on going throughout the year. At the end of the year, every month you have to tally. But the balances at the end of the year is taken in the trial balance. Trial balance is nothing but it is a list of all ledger balances. It is a list of all ledger balances. And when you are taking the balances, you have to take properly which account show which balance. The account show debit balance if the debit side is heavier. The account show credit balance if the credit side is heavier. On the basis of that, you have to write the balances in the trial balance. And the end the trial balance should tally. If there is some differences, they have to be rectified by the accountant. So after this, with the help of this trial balance includes four items. I repeat, this trial balance includes four items. One, assets means properties of the company. Second, liabilities from where this cash has been arrived means the sources have come from the company from where, whether it is from the owner's fund or it is from borrowed fund, from where the company has raised the fund, it will show liabilities and assets. It will show all expenses of factory, all incomes of factory. It will show all expenses of office as well as incomes of office. That means in the trial balance, you will be having four lists. One, assets ka list. Second one, all liabilities means all loan taken by the company for the operations. Third, it will show expenses of factory and office. It will show income of factory and office. So in the trial balance, you will get four items: assets, liabilities, expense and income. From that trial balance, you prepare two financial statements in order to communicate with the people the results of the company. So that's all for the second chapter. First and second chapter is clear. We will take a break of 2 minutes and we'll start with the third chapter, that is preparation of balance sheet. Thank you.